Welcome to the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast with the team at Mach 1 Financial Group. The Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast starts now.
Hello and welcome. It is the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast. I'm John Stillman alongside David Lee of Mach 1 Financial Group. David, always a pleasure. How are you doing today?
Yeah, John, doing well. It's good to talk to you again. Long time no talk.
Yeah, man. Always good to catch up. And we should mention that if you'd like to get in touch with the team at Mach 1 Financial Group, you can do that by simply calling 479-876-2100. That's 479-876-2100. They have clients throughout Northwest Arkansas, and they're a great resource for you if you're in that area. 479-876-2100. David, we've been putting off this conversation for a long time, but let's talk about procrastination. What do you say?
That's good. That's a great lead-in.
You like that?
That's good.
I practiced it. You know, when it comes to making financial decisions, people have a lot of reasons for procrastinating, and it's one of the things that people procrastinate more than anything, more than, you know, like cleaning out their garage. They'll do that before they'll get around to making financial decisions. So let's explore some of those reasons and excuses that people have and why they can be dangerous. So starting with the idea of, well, my parents never really did any retirement planning. Everything seemed to work out fine for them, so I'm sure things will be fine for me too.
Well, it depends on what happened to your parents. Did they, did they inherit some large retirement? Or, for example, what if, let's say that your parents were entrepreneurs? It's not uncommon for entrepreneurs to spend a long portion of their life getting their business built up. And so they don't really start making their money until they're later in life, maybe in their 40s and 50s, and they build up all their retirement savings later on down the road. Well, that may be a totally different path than what you're taking. If you're employed by, you know, in a normal way, like you're not your own boss, you're not an entrepreneur, you're working for somebody else, it's not going to work out the same way for you that it did for your parents. Again, given the example that I gave, if they're entrepreneurs and you're not, everybody's life situation is different. So you can't look at what worked out for one person and assume that it's going to be the same way for you. And you don't know what your future holds. You don't know if, you know, you could fall ill, you could lose your job due to an illness. So it's important to get started early. You know, I was kind of interesting. I was at a Gravett High School last week giving a talk to some of the kids out there. And I talked to them about the law of compounding and how compound interest not only works in the realm of finance and savings. And, you know, most of us out there listening probably know what I'm talking about. Einstein called compounding interest the eighth wonder of the world because it works exponentially, right? You save and invest, you save and invest. It feels like you're not getting anywhere for a long time. The numbers don't grow dramatically, but then later on, after many years of compounding, the numbers start to grow exponentially and they just go, you know, go up vertically, you know, and the graph would end up looking like a hockey stick laid on its side. Life is the same way. Life is nothing more than a set of choices that you make over your lifetime. And a set of good choices will lead to good outcomes. A set of bad choices will lead to bad outcomes. And the thing is that, you know, the right choice, the disciplined choice, is usually the hard choice. You know, the choice to eat right or not eat that last piece of cake or whatever. The choice to exercise versus sit on the couch. The choice to put money away every month rather than to, you know, have that cup of expensive coffee or latte or whatever, the choice to get educated versus cruising after high school or whatever. You could come up with 1,000 examples, but we all, for those of us who've lived a decent number of years, you know that this principle is true, that if you make consistently wise and good choices over your lifetime, you'll end up, as a rule of thumb, in a good place in life. And if you make consistently bad choices in life, you'll end up in a bad place. So the same goes with procrastination. The easy choice is to procrastinate, put it off, say, I'll do that later, I'll deal with that later, I'll go get my Roth IRA or my traditional IRA or my 401k set up later. And before you know it, you're middle-aged and later has never come. And now you're starting at zero, realizing that, oh my gosh, you know, my kids are getting older, college is right around the corner, and I've got nothing to show for it. So don't procrastinate. Get started early. Even if it feels like you're not going anywhere, keep putting that money back every month and watch how the law of compounding will apply to you as well.
what's the old Confucius proverb or something like that? The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step or something like that. Very inspiring. But yeah, your point is well taken. Just get started. Rip that Band-Aid off. And
that's right.
Don't try to assume that just because everything was fine for your parents or grandparents, which were living in a completely different generation and completely different investing environment, don't assume that things will be just fine for you too. Another reason for procrastinating, David, is people just don't know who to listen to.
That's true. And this is really a legitimate one. I do think it leads to a lot of procrastination. People don't know who to trust. That's another way of saying what you just said. People don't know who to trust. And that's a hard one. And you know, the truth of the matter is you can only develop trust over time. And that's why, I would recommend that you ask your friends, neighbors, relatives, and just ask them, hey, who have you worked with? What kind of job has he or she done for you? How many years have you been working with this person so that you make sure you're working with someone with a track record? And then go with someone in your community that has a good reputation, because it's like Proverbs, I think it's Proverbs 22:1 says, a good name is more valuable than great riches. And that's true. You know, someone with a good reputation probably has that good reputation because they've been around for a long time. They've consistently done a good job for their clients, and that's how they've earned that good name and good reputation. So that's about the best advice that I could give to someone as far as knowing who to listen to, is just ask around in your community, figure out who the advisors are in your community that have a good name and a good reputation, and go talk to a couple of the ones that you found have the best reputation, and then decide for yourself which one you connect best with.
Makes a lot of sense. Again, we're talking with David Lee of Mach 1 Financial Group. This is the Mach 1 Market Moment podcast. We're talking about procrastination, and David, another reason that people might be inclined to procrastinate is that financial stuff just stresses them out, and they'd rather just bury their head in the sand.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the bad ones. Just burying your head in the sand is never a plan that works out well. You know, I think of the what was that cartoon, the Coyote and the Roadrunner? Yep. Roadrunner. The mm-hmm. Roadrunner cartoon series, you know. Coyote was always trying to kill Roadrunner, and you know, then he'd end up I think of an example where a train has come down the railroad tracks at him, and instead of getting off the railroad tracks, he just kind of lowers the shade, pretends the train's not coming at him, and, you know, of course, gets run over. So burying your head in the sand is never a plan that works out well. Ignoring the problem never makes a problem go away. I can understand why people, you know, that's one of people's preferred methods of dealing with problems, is just to bury their head in the sand and ignore it and hope it'll go away, because that way it's easier than having to deal with it. It's kind of like we talked about a minute ago about compounding. Making good choices consistently over time leads to good results. Making bad choices, which is usually the easy thing to do, consistently leads to bad results over time. The easy and bad choice to make is to ignore the problem, bury your head in the sand, and pretend like it doesn't exist. So tackle the problem head on. You'll feel better. You'll actually reduce your stress by dealing with the problem. Your stress levels will get worse and worse if you ignore the problem and bury your head in the sand. So deal with the problem and deal with it and move on to the next problem.
How about this one, David? I'm too busy. I'm too busy to deal with financial stuff. And I think a lot of people have the idea that, well, you know, I'll get a retirement plan together once I'm retired and I have more time on my hands. Yeah. A lot of people are even busier when they retire somehow than when they were working.
That's true. You know, I deal mostly with retirees, and a lot of them tell me, David, I don't know how I ever had time to work. I'm busier in retirement than I was when I was working. So that's very common. So you're always going to be busy. And this is a very common reason for people procrastinating, because people are busy, you know, especially successful people who have money that they need to, you know, be saving and investing. Successful people do tend to be busy. And as a result, those people tend to say, I just don't have time. I can never make time to go do that. But, you know, the truth of the matter is, we all know this to be true. You find time to do the things that you want to do, no matter how busy you are. If you're a sports fan and you love the Arkansas Razorbacks, for example, you're going to find time, no matter how busy you are, to go to the football game or go to the basketball game or whatever it is. So people find time to do the things they love to do and the things that they have to do. Dealing with your financial picture may not be something that you love to do, but it is something that you really, really need to do. So just like you may not love going to the doctor, that's not something that I love to do, but by golly, I make an appointment every year to go have my annual physical, whether I like it or not, because it's something that I need to do. And do I take time out of my work schedule and carve out time in my calendar to go see my doctor? You bet I do. Once a year. And if something happened to me, it'd be more often than once a year. In other words, I don't call my doctor up and say, hey, I need to see you at 7 o'clock tonight because I can't get off work. And so will you see me at 7 o'clock tonight? Your doctor's going to say what?
Yeah, I don't operate at those hours of the
day. Yeah, he's going to say, no, I don't. That's not my operating hour. So the same thing applies in our business, right? We have operating hours that we attend to. And so we ask clients, hey, take time out of your schedule and get on our calendar. Come in and see us. Because this is like, we're like the financial doctor, so to speak, instead of your physical doctor, we're like the financial doctor. And you need to have a health checkup every now and then to make sure that you're on track or that you're financially healthy. And if you're not, you need a prescription, so to speak, to get healthy. So that's what we do.
And to use your Arkansas football analogy, you know, that's 3.5-4 hours a week you've got to put aside if you want to see the Razorbacks play. But if it's important to you, like you said, you find time for it, that's no matter how busy you are. If we're talking about getting a retirement plan constructed for you, you don't have to set aside 3.5 or 4 hours every week.
That's right.
It's a couple hours here and a couple hours there, and then your plan's in place and you're largely on autopilot. You don't have to worry about it all the time. That's part of the point.
That's a great point. I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, I mean, to get a plan started, if you're starting from square zero and you're like, hey, I need to get these 401ks rolled over, I need to get an investment plan started, I need to, you know, do whatever it is, you're talking about an investment of your time of anywhere between 1.5 to 3 hours total, spread out typically over 2 to 3 visits. And then just like you said, after that, it's pretty much on autopilot. Our typical client comes in maybe once a quarter or once a half for a review that takes anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes. So once you get it set up, your heavy time investment is on the front end of it. Once you get it set up, you're talking about maybe 2 hours of your time per year. I mean, you're not talking about a heavy time investment as far as once it's on a maintenance plan.
So there you go. One final thing we should mention here is people just don't know where to start when it comes to retirement planning. So they procrastinate that way because there's so many decisions you have to make, right? Social Security,
that's right.
Pensions, you know, how do we handle our RMDs? Do we need life insurance or not? How much risk should we be taking? How do we save money on taxes? Where do we pay the lowest fees? How do we get the biggest return on our investment? And you have all these questions swirling around, and people just don't know where to start.
Well, it's kind of like you said earlier, John. You know, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the single step, I think was the quote you said earlier.
Yep. I'm sure I probably butchered it somehow, but it's close to that.
But yeah, that's true. It begins with taking the first step. So what's the first step? Pick up the phone. Call our office. Talk to one of my secretaries. They'll get you set up for an appointment to come in and have a cup of coffee, meet me, learn about our investment strategy. We'll learn about you and what your goals are and what you want to accomplish. And then we'll come up with a plan together to get you from where you are to where you want to be. And it typically takes about 1 to 2 appointments, 1 to 1.5 hours each, to figure out that whole plan and what it looks like to get you from where you are to where you want to be. And then it's just implementing that plan and then monitoring and maintaining that plan, you know, throughout the course of a year, which is where it's pretty much on autopilot, like you said earlier. So it begins with the first step of picking up the phone and calling our office.
And that number to get in touch with the team at Mach 1 Financial Group is 479-876-2100, 876-2100. You can come in, no cost, no obligation, have that first visit with the team. Ask whatever questions are on your mind, but let them ask you some questions too. No time like the present. Stop putting it off. Quit putting your head in the sand. Go ahead and take care of this because it's important for you and your family, and I promise it's not as painful as you might think it is. It's quite frankly a lot easier than most people think, and most people are in better shape than they realize. They just needed some structure and organization in order to be in good shape. So 479-876-2100 is the number to call. This has been the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast. David, always a pleasure.
Same to you, John.
We'll do it again soon right here on the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast.
Investment advisory services are offered through Coppell Advisory Solutions, LLC.
doing business as Fusion Capital Management, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. SEC registration is not an endorsement of the firm by the commission and does not mean that the advisor has attained a specific level of skill or ability.